Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I knew it. Wow. I knew it. I knew it. And on the line is man himself, the legend, the great Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. Oh, isn't everybody so happy this morning?
Well, look, before we get to that mess on Sunday night, and by the way, as usual, you did a phenomenal job on the sideline, Howard. Let me do two quick Sixer things, because I saw that your son, I saw your tweets and your son's tweets. Spike Eskin is our boss here at WIP. And you love the Jimmy Butler move, but your son did not love it. Why did you love the Butler move, Howard?
Because they needed an outside shooter. That's simple. But they needed a star. They got to a level that they weren't going to go any further. They weren't going to win a championship or have a chance to win a championship with the team that they had. They had to take it to another level. And Jimmy Butler is a terrific player. They needed that kind of player. They needed a shooter. They needed a star. They needed somebody to really help take this team to the next level. And Robert Covington and Dario Saric, if you go out and shake a tree, 20 of those kind of players fall out of a tree. They are just ordinary players that weren't going to take you anywhere, and they weren't good enough. It just, how can you not like the trade?
Howard, I think that's, you just said that is why your son Spike does not like the trade. He said they're going to miss Covington and Saric.
Oh my gosh, please.
It's your son. Why are you saying, oh my God?
I don't know where he went down. He's lost that screw up top. He's gone down the wrong road. But here's the real problem.
Okay.
All the Kool-Aid drinking sons of scam.
Yeah.
They were hanging on like, oh, it's hinky. Yeah. Then they get rid of two of the stiffs, average players that Hinky brought in.
Right.
And it's like the process was a joke. The process is done. It's gone. Sam Hinkie's gone, and they can't let go. And he's not the only one. They can't let go that these players were never going to take them to where they needed to go. But they were Hinkie guys.
So I got
then
you.
He spins it the next day. Well, they traded two of Sam Hinkie's players to get a star. Then he spun it around. They were lucky that Minnesota turned down trades for number one picks earlier. They weren't getting them now, and they were left with what the Sixers were going to offer, so they knew they had to get rid of Jimmy Butler. But it really comes down to those guys weren't good enough, but they were Hinkie guys.
I'm with you.
The Hinkie people, other than Joel Embiid's the only star on this team.
He's the only
all-star, and with him, and maybe Jimmy Butler will push Ben Simmons, who needs to be pushed, and maybe that will help him as well. But certainly now they've added another star, and they only had
One more Sixer thing, because you saw what happened with Fultz last night at the free throw line, Howard. Jimmy Butler does not hold back his feelings on stuff. Do you see that being a potentially volatile relationship? Because Butler's going to call the guy out for being soft. Going to be a chemistry issue between Butler and Fultz?
Well, I think eventually, you can't just come in and you're a new guy and all of a sudden do that. But eventually, he will get on players to try to be better, to push them to be better. And Markelle Fultz, that's a joke. That foul shot was a joke. But just Markelle Fultz, I think he's soft, and Jimmy Butler is a tough guy, and I think he's going to get Ben Simmons as well as Markelle Fultz. And if you're going to do anything, you need both of those players to get better. And everybody thinks that Simmons is great. Well, the other night he had zero foul shots. He was minus 17 in plus minus.
Wow.
He ranks among players 390th on the road in plus minus points.
Wow.
It's just, it's got to get better. And I think Jimmy Butler will certainly add his skills.
Right.
And add his leadership on the floor.
All right, Howard, now I got to get the best report from the sidelines Sunday, TV or radio, was Howard's. And here's the situation. It's 13-13. The Eagles have rallied from 13-3. Looks like they got the momentum. Defense is getting ready to go back out on the field. And Howard reports that who's the big new guy they got rid of? The Bennett.
Michael Bennett.
Holds an impromptu meeting with the defensive players saying, let's step up. Howard, take us into that huddle. What was Bennett saying before they went back out 13-13?
Well, he was obviously pushing them to make plays and not make mistakes. But Michael Bennett became that guy that got him together. Normally the coaches, will talk to the players, different units, the different coaches will talk to the players. But it's not, you don't see it all the time where a player will get players together on the bench. And that's what he did. And it's something that you don't see that often. So I obviously noticed it and saw it and then reported it. And he tried. He tried to get them to do the right things, but they were making too many mistakes. But he did try. I give him credit. Michael Bennett has kind of fit in a lot better than I thought he would. And he actually, not better, he's fit in well with this football team.
And Howard, they went on, and I'm not blaming Bennett. He made an effort here. They went on to allow 150 yards, two 75-yard touchdowns without any negative yardage of any kind. It didn't look like anybody was getting near the quarterback. It didn't look like anybody was covering anybody. Explain the meltdown of the defense late in the game.
Well, the other thing you got to realize, and it's so easy to criticize the coach, but you look at, they've got players that 3 weeks ago were on the street in the secondary. On the street. Shavon Sullivan. I see this. There's two Sullivans on the field. Which one is which? Trey Sullivan and Shavon Sullivan after Darby gets hurt. It's a joke. One player that we have not mentioned who did a really good job last year, Patrick Robinson.
Yeah, we talked about
him. Slot defender, he did a really good job. They had players that were doing the job. You're missing Rodney McLeod. As much as you criticize Jalen Mills, he's still a starter, so you missed him. Then you missed Darby. You missed it, and Patrick Robinson from last year. So the defensive secondary is a shambles. When Corey Grant, oh, my gosh, another time he leaves. I could have scored that. I caught that pass and scored that touchdown that Zeke Elliott scored.
Howard, you're right. Hold on. But how about then the stars I have on that unit stepping up against a damaged offensive line? Where's Brandon Graham? Where's Fletcher Cox during those two drives? What were they doing? Chris Long, where were these guys?
Well, Brandon Graham, actually, I thought he played well. He had a 1.5 sacks.
Right.
Obviously,
okay.
Bennett played well. And there's another player. They're missing the rotation. Okay, they miss Bo Allen because Anada is just okay. He's just okay. They miss Tim Jernigan. They miss that rotation. They miss those fresh guys. And they do miss a pass rush, which can make the secondary better.
Cowboys were missing people, too. How did nobody do a damn thing to stop those two drives? Howard, that's good. You started to talk
enough.
Like a PR guy.
No, but it's not good enough. But, okay, but it's not good enough. Defensively, you can't
blame somebody.
Once you score a touchdown, you can't allow the other team to just move down
field. I wish Jimmy Butler were here now. He'd be calling you soft, Howard.
Well, I'm
Howard,
soft.
I want you to
They're
name somebody.
Enough.
No, there's no not good enough. Name me some people who let us down Sunday night.
That did what?
Who let us down. Who did not play up to expectations.
Well, the defense and the offense.
No
they
names.
Both let you
no
down.
Names. Howard. No names. Howard.
Carson?
I don't like Corey Graham. I don't like I don't like the secondary. I do not like. And Darby, it's too bad he's hurt for the season. But somebody's got to wrap a player up and tackle him.
That's
he
true.
Rasul Douglas. Yep. You know, Rasul Douglas gets excited when there's a play that's made. And I'm looking at the scoreboard, and they're still down by 10 points. I said, come on, man. You can't start you know,
one more, because we've been bouncing this around for 2 days now. The scripted plays, the start of the games, don't look good at all compared to last year. But in Indianapolis, where Frank Reich is now, they're doing great. Was Reich the reason the Eagles were so good early in games last season?
I think he helped, but I don't think he's the reason. I think they still have the same ideas. It's easy to say that Doug Peterson got dumb overnight. No, he didn't. Carson went here the second series. He got 3 and out the first series. Second series, looks like they might start moving the ball, and then Carson Wentz throws an interception, and right. He knew it. When he came to the sidelines, he was so angry with himself because he looked at the tablet. He didn't see the line. That he got rope-a-dope by the linebacker and didn't see him in the coverage. So now you have a turnover. They don't get turnovers. They give turnovers. Angela, they're missing Blunt. They're missing Ajayi. They're missing the Corey Clement that the Eagles had last year. The offensive line is making mistakes, and you get crazy.
No, because last year they were missing Wentz. They were missing big-name guys. That Jordan Hicks wasn't there. They were missing guys last year. They won a championship. You're soft now, Eskin. Alex is soft.
Well, his son's a little tougher.
Your son is tougher than you now, Eskin.
Oh, stop. Hey, look, I'm going to mention Golden Tate. Wanted him to play more
yes,
snaps.
Yes, I did.
Well, they ran a tempo offense a lot of that game to try to get them moving. Well, Golden Tate doesn't know all the terminology yet, and you don't want to put him in a position where now he's got to think, okay, what's the formation? What's the play? And he doesn't know the terminology. I talked to a player last night. He says, it's taken us months to learn that terminology. You just can't learn it. And he was back with the heat.
All right, great. How did Amari Cooper pick it up so fast?
What did he pick up?
He killed us. He's been here 2.5 weeks, Eskin.
He's soft.
Jonesy, say something.
He is soft.
You're soft, Eskin. You're soft.
He knows it.
Wait a minute. Did I hear Jonesy?
Yeah.
Jonesy and Al has kept quiet. Yep. Disqualify themselves until they can criticize the Flyers coach, which they never, ever, 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 ever do.
He's above 500, isn't he?
Disqualify themselves. Disqualify yourself.
He's right. Above 500.
Howard, are you saying
about
that?
500. That's great. Oh, that's your new standard? About 500.
Well, the Eagles
well,
set
here,
it for me.
We'll take it.
All right, Howard. Howard, I love talking to you, but often you get on my nerves. Thank you, Howard.
Good. I love it.
See
I
you
love
later.
On your nerves.
Say hi to Charles for me.
If the player who said to Howard last night, and this isn't against Howard, this is against the player and the notion that they couldn't feed Tate more.
Yeah.
If the players have been working on it for months and are just picking it up.
Yeah.
And they're
it's too complicated.
And yes. And what they're scoring in the first half or the first quarter is abysmally awful. Then maybe it's bad.
Al, I want to ask you something because I see you as like a media analyst.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.